It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I confess, healthy kitchen hacks is a whole new food jargon for me. It's like new. I don't know what it is. So we are so excited. Well, no, wait a minute. Now I'll back up. I did go look, and let me tell you, I got hooked. So we have the founder, the creator of Healthy Kitchen Hacks with us, Deanna C. Grave Daly. She's a registered dietitian. And Deanna, it's always great to have you in our kitchen, but please explain to everybody what healthy kitchen hacks are. It's something new that we all need to know about.
Yeah, that's right. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Always an honor to be talking to you both. So this came about because I have been seeing on Pinterest and across social media channels things called life hacks, and which are just simple, short. So you're probably familiar with that, right? So this is just really kind of a take on that. As far as giving our readers on our blog, teaspoonofspice.com, I blog there with my business partner and other dietitian, Serena Ball. And we wanted to just kind of share our shortcuts that we found work well in the kitchen, or ahas, that help people cook healthier more often type of thing. So what we started was a series this year on our blog, and every other week we post our five favorite healthy kitchen hacks that we have found, that we've either discovered ourselves, and more often than not, we share other bloggers and other readers tips and tricks that they've shared with us that we've tried, and we thought, oh my gosh, how did we not live without this before? So it's really been a fun series, and we've gotten wonderful feedback from readers, bloggers, people like ourselves saying, this is great. So.
Yeah, you know what I love about it is that instead of having to go to one website for this, for one version, and another website for another version, and then I have to go to YouTube for something else, you have collected the best of the best and put them all in one place so that I can find out how to cut an avocado, or to to how to cook an artichoke. I'm making them up because I know you've done a lot. So, but we want to talk about the top 10 that you think our listeners really will want to watch and see.
Yeah, so now this was a great exercise for myself because we have close to 150 of these healthy kitchen hacks on at this point, which is great. So it was kind of fun for me to go back and see, okay, what are the most relevant right now seasonally, but also that I just think would be the most useful. So number one, I'd say, since we're in baking season, with the holidays coming up, so the first healthy kitchen hack I love to share, and I've been using this in my kitchen for years, is when you're measuring anything that's sticky in a recipe, so honey, peanut butter, maple syrup, just spray your measuring cups and your measuring spoons with cooking spray.
Wow.
So that comes out so much easier. It's a life really a lifesaver.
It's like, duh.
That's what's so fun about these. So many of these people share with us, and afterwards we're like, well, duh, we never thought about that before. And what was really fun, when we shared this one, we had a blogger kind of make our hack even better, and she said, what I do is if the recipe also calls for oil, I just measure the oil first and then the sticky ingredients. So then you don't even have to spray the measuring cups. So there's another healthy kitchen hack on top of that healthy kitchen hack.
I love that one. I'm going to use that one. I measure peanut butter all the time, and it's such a pain to get the last little scrapes out of the bottom. You don't want to waste it, so especially if you're using the good kind of peanut butter. That's a good one. What's your second one?
Exactly. Okay, so second one for baking season is a lot of fun. You can make mini pie tarts out of mason jar lids. So the size that works well, are the wide mouth kind. Those are 3.5 inches. So if you just flip it over, it's like a mini tart pan if you think about it. You just put a little piece of dough in there and bake it in the oven for about 10 minutes at 400 degrees, and then fill it whatever you want with. You could do little mini pumpkin pie tarts, apple pie tarts. And we like to say this is a healthy kitchen hack because it's portion control. So it's smaller than probably a slice of pie, but you're still getting satisfied. It makes for a wonderful presentation, and it's just fun to do. So that's a favorite hack of mine that I'm definitely going to do these in the holiday season, because I did it this summer with berries. So I'm going to try it with pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
So good, though. I am ready for that one. All right, number three. Your third?
Number three is, I don't know about you all, but I cook with garlic a lot. I'm Italian-American, but it's constantly on my hands. It's just something, the smell.
Yes.
It's hard to get rid of. So what you can do, and this works, I tried it out, is you run your hands under cold water and then rub your hands on something that's stainless steel. So if you have a stainless steel sink, you could do in the actual sink along the sides. You got to do it for about 20 seconds or so, or the actual faucet. And what happens is the molecules in the stainless steel bind with the sulfur in the garlic, and that pulls it away from your fingers, and it really does work. I was skeptical, but I've done it, and it works. So that's another
fun tip. I did it, too. I read that one on your website, and then I shared it with my mom, who proceeded to laugh at me and say, "This is just one of your other tricks, right, Carolina?" And I'm like, "No, do it, Mom." And we both did it, and then we Skyped back and forth, and we were both like, "Oh my gosh, it's like magic."
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those you hear it and you think, "Yeah, right," but it does work. It does work. So. Going down the list for you guys. Okay, so fresh herbs. Now, I'm not a gardener. I have a black thumb, so I buy my fresh herbs. What I find is a lot of times after I use them for a recipe, I have extra, and they tend to go to waste. I'm just not very good at using the extra. So a couple healthy kitchen hacks for that. You can dry them yourself. I do this with thyme all the time, no pun intended. I put it in a glass and just sit it up on my windowsill, and it naturally dries, and then you have dry thyme you can crush into recipes. You can also chop fresh herbs, put them in ice cube trays, and then just pour in a little bit of oil or chicken broth, vegetable broth, and freeze it, and then you have these, like, flavor bombs, basically, you can just put into pasta sauces, into soups, into chilies, all types of ways you can just flavor different recipes with those extra herbs as well. So that's another. And one more tip on using up those fresh herbs is throw them in your smoothies. People, you know, love green smoothies nowadays. Well, throw in some cilantro, throw in some basil. I have one smoothie recipe I found I love, which is pineapple, orange juice, frozen banana, and cilantro. It sounds different, but it is delicious and great way to use up extra cilantro, because the fresh stuff goes bad pretty fast. So, and throw in the stems.
Really,
you throw
does.
In the stems as well. So use the whole herb that way. So healthy kitchen hacks on how to use up your fresh herbs.
Well, I've done the fresh herbs in the ice cubes, because I garden and I have all this extra. I don't know what to do with it. And man, it's so easy to cook when you've done that. So that is a brilliant one. But I love them all. Okay, what's our next? We got to get as many in as we can.
Okay, we'll go through them fast. So the next one is when you have lettuce, like loose lettuce leaves, like arugula or spinach. A way to keep them fresher longer in your fridge is have it in the plastic bag and blow air into it, and then seal up the bag. So that carbon dioxide from your breath, you want to keep it in the bag, and it just keeps the lettuce fresher longer. Now, you're not going to get weeks out of it, but you're going to get like a good 2 or 3 or 4 extra days out of it if you're not using it, you know, right away after you open it. So that's a fun trick that I do now with my lettuce, for sure, in the fridge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Next one,
number 6. So it is squash season. And those butternut, acorn, spaghetti squashes are beautiful, but man, are they intimidating to cut. And I think it's a reason why some people don't cook it. So a great tip on not to cut your finger off is to poke holes with a knife all through that gourd and put it in the microwave for 6 minutes. Now, this is not going to cook it, but what it's going to do is soften it up, so then you can cut it a lot easier. So that's number 6. I can keep. Do you want me to keep going to get through the 10? Because I know we're limited.
Yeah, keep going. We only have a minute.
Number 10. Okay, number 7 is raw onions to get rid of that bite. If you're serving them in a salad, put them in an ice bath of water, bath for 15 minutes. It takes some of the sting and the tang out of them. So I love that tip for red onions. Number 8, pomegranate season we're upon. If you don't want to splatter the juice all over yourself, get a big bowl of water, cut the pomegranate underwater, and then push out the seeds, the arils, under the water. And then the juice is all in the water. You're not staining anything anywhere. And number 9 is to Hasselback your vegetables. There's something called Hasselback potatoes, where you take a potato and accordion style.
We could finish. I'm gonna have to send everybody to Teaspoon of Spice to get the last 2. We'll share them with you guys as well on Twitter.